Whales off the Oregon coast depend on sound to communicate and to find food. So what happens to their health when we fill their habitat with noisy ships and Navy sonar? EarthFix reporter Cassandra Perfita brings us this story about an ambitious new research project that's studying how underwater noise affects whales. You can see these researchers in action and the whales that they're studying by tuning in tonight at 8:30 to Oregon Field Guide on OPB television.
This is the sound of a gray whale call underwater. And this is the sound of a whale call with a ship passing by off the coast of Newport. Did you hear the whale? Probably not. For Oregon State University researcher Lee Torres, that sounds like a problem, especially near ports with lots of boat traffic.
These gray whales here live in a really urban environment, so they're constantly exposed to a lot of vessel traffic mainly.
Clearly, human noise can drown out the sounds whales depend on to survive, she says.
And really, we want to know whether there are long-term consequences of that to their health and physiology. So is it stressing them out, and does that have long-term consequences?
To answer these questions, she's using all kinds of research tools to do health checkups on the whales.
We're just heading out the bar entrance here.
It's a short boat ride from Newport to prime gray whale feeding grounds.
Keep our eye out for blows on the horizon.
She drops a hydrophone that records underwater noise.
So there's the blow.
When the research team spots a whale, they snap pictures and check for unique markings so they can track each whale over time.
There's definitely a scarback.
But from here, you can't tell much about scarback's health. So they launch another tool.
Yep.
Using a drone, they go beyond what you can see from a boat and into new research territory. From above, they can measure how fat and healthy the whales are better than ever before.
We fly the drone over the animal to get information on its length and girth, its body condition, essentially. So we would expect that an animal that's fat would have lower stress levels than an animal that might be skinny. All right, here we go. Here we go. Come on.
But how do you know if a whale is stressed out?
No. Bugger.
It's not easy. Torres watches the whale from a perch on the bow of the boat.
All right, so we're just behind it. Good positioning.
She's waiting for it to release a gold mine of biological information.
Come on, little buddy.
It comes in the form of a reddish-brown cloud in the water.
Poop! Poop! Poop!
Torres dives for a net on a long pole. She needs to move fast to scoop the poop before it sinks.
Stay left, stay left.
She plunges the net into the water, but when she brings it back up, it looks empty.
We got some. There was light. Light little poop.
A few brown specks in the corner of the net aren't much to look at. But even a tiny bit of poop contains hormones that tell her how much stress the whale is under.
I'm never satisfied. I always want more poop.
For Torres, the ultimate goal is to use the photos, drone videos, and poop samples to build ongoing medical records for each individual whale.
Once we can link all our information, we can look for changes in body condition as well as changes in maybe their stress or reproductive hormone levels.
Are whales living with more noise losing weight or having fewer babies? Are they more stressed out than whales in quieter areas?
These are big, long-lived animals that are trying to make a living, survive within the ocean habitat that we keep venturing into more and more. It's really important that we make sure that they're doing that without too much impact from us.
Researchers have long suspected that our noise pollution could threaten whale survival. But the closest they've come to proving it was in the days after 9/11, when shipping traffic was shut down and whale stress levels plummeted. Oregon has plenty of gray whales, but other species around the world are on the brink of extinction. Over the next few years, Torres hopes to break new ground on the question of whether whale survival depends on us turning down the volume on underwater noise. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.